Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. This is March the 6th, 2017, yes. And we are just so glad. So glad for all those that are on the line. So glad to be in the land of the living, to be able to give praise. There's a psalm that say, I can't praise you in the grave, Lord. There ain't no praise in the grave. So we so glad that God has spared us, me especially, who don't deserve all the goodness that God has did to me. We're so thankful and so grateful that God has allowed us to be able to just give a shout out to another day for another word to give, to lift him up. And let us go in prayer. Almighty Father God, we enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving, glorifying, magnifying, exalting, lifting our hands up without doubting, glorifying thee, Lord God, because you are our God and we magnify you. We are so ever eternally thankful that you have made us in your image and set your love upon us, made us the apple of your eye, put us as precious jewels in your hand. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you with every breath that we breathe, every mind and every idle thought we have, let it be to glorify thee and to magnify you. Father, we come against every evil that would interfere, these telephone lines, our minds, our interruptions, our anything that is not you, but let you flow freely and hit and bind any force of evil in any form of from anyone that's listening, that no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. Pour out your blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, that they be blessed and they going in and they coming out, that they will remember at all times to acknowledge you in all their ways, Father, and to give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory to God. The Lord has put it on my heart. I always come to y'all with an overfull basket of many fruits and many vegetables and many goodies, many good chocolates and little cakes in here to give you. The word is just so full. We don't have enough time to give y'all all the stuff that God has given us. But let me be careful to tell you, I'm coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:1. But I also want to give you a little snippet from one of my books, 101 Bible Words that Saints Should Know. And I just want to give you a couple. Righteousness, Sabbath, I'll give you a couple more. Sacrifice, offering, salvation, sanctification, and transformation. Sanctuary, Satan, enemy. Those are just a few words that every saint, every Christian ought to be a little familiar with. In the next weeks, I'm going to, the second one I mentioned to you all was Sabbath, the Lord's Day. And I will be teaching on that in a few weeks, if the Lord tarries. Just to give you some education on it, we know that the Lord is the Lord of the Sabbath. However, I can't find where it was abolished. And so we will be, so sharpen up your tools on Sabbath, those people out there. And in a few weeks, I would like to be challenged by you on the Sabbath day. From Genesis to Revelation, but especially in the New Testament, I'm going to be dealing I will read you some scriptures from the Old Testament on those days when I do that study, but I will be taking you from Matthew to Revelations about the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, and especially in Revelations. But this here, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is one of the longest chapters in the New Testament. It has 29 verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you receive, in which you stand. That was from the New King James Version. I would appreciate if everybody on the line would mute their line so we won't have any interference, and then when you get ready to say something, then you just unmute your line. Okay? God bless. Okay, and now let me remind you, since it seems to have escaped you, brethren, of the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation, which I proclaimed to you, which you welcomed and accepted, and upon which your faith rests. This is the Amplified Version I just read to you, 1 Corinthians 15. And by which you are saved. And let me clarify what saved means. Saved means you have been given eternal life. Saved means you are no longer damned. Saved means you are God's eternal spirit and you have eternal life abiding in you. Everybody can't say they're saved. So that right there alone puts you miles ahead of those that can't say they're saved. And if I've quoted to you many times 1 John chapter, I think it's 1 John chapter 5, that you might know that you have eternal life abiding in you. So if you're not sure and you're listening to me, this here scripture, this here chapter is to clarify and make you ask. And all you, God is no further than you asking. No further than you asking. He makes a comparison. He said, just like you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Heavenly Father knows how to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Luke 11:13. That's what I just quoted you. So if God is saying it, then you surely, at home, in your closet, in your bathroom, in your bed, no matter where you at, in your car, no matter where you at, if you're in the midst of a crowd, you just can sincerely ask God to give you His Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the sealer of the salvation. It brings salvation. It transforms. However, let me go on with 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I passed on to you first, this is Paul preaching to the Corinthians, of all what I also had received. He's telling you, he received it himself, that Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for our sins in accordance with what the Scriptures foretold. That's in Isaiah chapter 53:5. And I've already pulled it up in my other version. It's not in, I didn't go back, I didn't do it in my Amplified. But in Isaiah 53:5, I want to read it to you. And we all know it. We all know it. And I'm surprised we ain't got a song out about it. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are healed. And this is Old Testament, and this is also found in 2 Peter 2:24. We are healed. But let us go on now. I'm coming back to my Amplified, verse 4. Oh, I already did 4, didn't I? That he was buried. No, sir, I haven't did 4 yet. That he was buried, that he arose on the third day, as the scriptures foretold. And this is the gospel. A lot of people say the good news, but my spirit just don't accept just good news. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the most important thing you can learn in your life, because we also die with him and are buried with him, and we also rise with him, and not only in the form of water baptism, but also when the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes into your soul, that man, that inner man. That's when you die, you're buried, and you're buried and you rise a new person in Christ. In Christ, I told you many times that IN, capital CHRIST, is the two most important words in the world, because if you're in Christ, no matter what somebody's accusing you of, no matter what somebody's defaming your name, in Christ, you are hid, and all your sins and trespasses are hid in Christ. And those words I named off back there to you in the book, in my 101 books of sayings, is one of them was salvation. Yes, that's when you became saved, in when Christ came in to you. I know that you're saying this is so juvenile. I mean, she's teaching us stuff, but there's don't think because you got your doctor's degrees and PhDs that there isn't people out there who don't really understand salvation. There are people even with their degrees who don't really understand what you mean by being saved. What do you mean? What you mean I've been made a new person? My hands and my feet still look the same. My face still look the same. What do you mean I became a new creature in Christ? This is what it means. Paul even gets very, very serious right here. Now I'm going to go to verse 5, and still in 1 Corinthians 15. That he was buried, already, that's 5. That was 4 I was backing up to. 5. And also that he appeared to Cephas, Peter, then to the 12. Now, do you hear this? This is after he was buried.
Yeah,
no. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to do it in my New King James Version so you can see what it said. And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. And after that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. Do you understand? This is 1 Corinthians 15:6. Verse 6, I want you to, I like to repeat these scriptures, because when I'm listening to ministers and stuff on the radio, they be going so fast, and you might have came in late. But we're in 1 Corinthians 15:6, and many, many people seen Christ after he was crucified and buried. This is when he rose. And you know what? I do want to share this with you right here, because this is a perfect time to share it with you. The Lord gave me a revelation just yesterday, or in the last few days, Judas possibly could be in heaven. Let me tell you why. It's possible. I'm not saying he is. I ain't saying he ain't. But we know he betrayed Christ, and he sold him out for 30 pieces of. Every time I'm on this phone. Sold him for 30 pieces of silver. And however, he, excuse me, when Christ was crucified and then he was buried, then he went to hell. This is in Peter. And when he went to hell, he was in hell for 3 days, the Bible saying, 3 nights, you know. So when he went to hell and he preached to the disembodied souls that were in hell, and Judas was in hell. Judas had hung himself before Christ before Christ died. So it's possible when Christ went to hell that he preached and that Judas, of course, we won't know none of this until we're in heaven, that it's possible that Judas, that his repentance, you know, because he repented even, the Bible says, but I won't get carried off over in there. But I just wanted to give y'all that little nugget. You can study it and get a revelation from God on it yourself. I'm not trying to put Judas in heaven myself, but, I mean, that. I just wanted to show you the possibility, okay? Verse 6, after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present. But some have fallen asleep. That means some had died. Verse 7, I'm in the New King James Version right now. I'm reading to you from. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then, last of all, he was seen by me. And this is Paul. This is Paul talking. Mm-hmm. All. As by one born out of due time. This is what Paul is saying. For I am the least of the apostles, and this is one of the scriptures. This verse 8 that I just read is one of the declarations that they declare that what makes a person be able to be an apostle. This is one of the scriptures that they use, that if you have seen Christ, that then you can be an apostle. Now I don't dispute it, and I don't. I'm not one who's trying to say, but this is one of the scriptures that I was taught when I was coming up, that you couldn't be an apostle unless you had seen Christ in the physical. And so this is why Paul say he was one born out of due time, you know. So that is one of the, you know, we got apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These are the fivefold. But it's a sevenfold ministry, because you got apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, deacons, deaconess, and bishops. But because deacons and deaconess fall under one, but the bishop is also mentioned in the New Testament. So that's where I get the other. The sevenfold, but the Bible do speak of the fivefold ministry, you know, and it's very important. So, okay, verse 9, I already read to you, for I am the least of all of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. He persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God. And don't let me minimize grace. We tend, the new church today, is minimizing grace too much. Everything clings and depends on grace, people. Everything depends on the grace of God. We are under the grace of God. And I cannot proclaim it high enough to the sky. I cannot give you enough fancy words about how important grace is, because that's the state that we are in right now. Grace, because you see people murdering people, good people, bad things happen to good people, and all these things, the wickedness is on the rise, all of these things which was promised. Well, and you wonder, I was telling somebody the other day, how many years Charles Manson been in prison, you know, who called himself Jesus. That's grace. That's just one minute example of God's grace, but and of his characteristics. He's long-suffering, he's patient, he's kind, he's love, you know. All of these things. Ooh, thank God. Hallelujah. Well, let me finish up right here. That was verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I. But the was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believe. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Hallelujah. Oh, my time, I'm down to almost no time. But if there is no resurrection, verse 13, of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Do you hear me? And this is so important, people. If Christ is not risen, but like I told you last week, and I tell people everywhere I go, you hear them say, oh, Buddha, oh, Hindu, Maharaja. You don't hear them use them, none of them names in profanity. Even the worst heathen out there. Like I said about this man that killed them people, had them people killed years ago, that's been in the prison all these years. This man had the audacity, and which was one of the prophecies that Jesus said, he had the audacity to say he was Jesus Christ. Charles Manson, or whatever his name, Manson, he said he was Christ. Jesus said, many going to come in his name. Many going to proclaim they are the Christ. So be wary. Get the word. Know this. That Jesus Christ died and was buried and he rose on the third day for all of your sins. If you receive him, you got to receive him. Acts 1:12, 4:12. As many as receive him. You can have the head knowledge of him all day long. But if you don't receive him, if you say, yeah, I know Christ died for us, and I know that he was a good man, and I know all of that. But if you personally don't surrender and yield your soul to him, it will have done you no good in vain. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, which must take place inside of you as well as it took inside of the earth, it must take place inside of you. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. And the other versions say vain. Mm-hmm. Yes, verse 15:15, 1 Corinthians 15:15. Yes, we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not raise. For if the dead do not raise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Oh, my God. That's why I said grace is so ultimately important. God died for your past, your present, and your future. And wait a minute. Remember, Christ died over 2,000 years ago before you was ever, your mama's mama was ever in existence. And yet, he did it for you. And yet, you are the apple of his eye. And yet, he loves you. And yet, he has given me eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Yes. I proclaim him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I want to be just like him, and I fall a zillion miles from that. Yes, but I'm not righteous because I'm good. I'm righteous because he lives inside of me. I'm righteous because he chose and predestinated me before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1 and Galatians. These are the, and that he chose us and called us and elected us and made me a joint heir. And I'm a part of the Holy Israel, Romans chapter 9. Hallelujah. We are the Israel of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Man, if you're depressed, shake it off. Tell that devil he's a lie. And I can, and Dr. Hunter can tell you, I was a slightly depressed earlier today because I was trying to get things done. However, I'm preaching to the choir right now. How could I dare be depressed when I got eternal life abiding in me? How can I be depressed when I'm going to live forever? I am going to walk them streets of transparent gold. I'm going to, if I have to live at the foot of Jesus, I would be just happy. I don't even think I could ever be worthy enough to be even at his feet for eternity. But I surely, in the lowest state of wherever it will be. However, I would like to do some things that he has called me to do here on earth that I might wear, get my crowns and my rewards, you know. But I tell you, but all of that don't matter because I am going to live forever. And if you just right now in your heart say, Lord, I want to live forever with you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Save me, Lord. You say you're a savior of the world, and you came and you died and you was buried and you rose, and I believe you did. In the holy name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, audience, for being out there. I thank you for praying for me and Dr. Hunter and everybody that's on the this year opening, that God has made a way for us to proclaim Jesus, not ourselves, but Jesus, Yeshua, Elohim, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, the Most High. It is 8 o'clock by my clock, and I say, God be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just give God the praise, and we thank God because I was just looking at what she was saying. As she began to teach that WRD, it became life, it became spirit. But the more she preaches, we will bless. Anybody else got something to say?
Praise be to the Lord. It's I think I got my phone off from mute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank God for Minister Love and the scriptures she brought to the table tonight. And I want to testify to that scripture. I come as a living testimony and living epistle of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm just more real short, but I would say 36 years ago when I was really being called and seeking the Lord, I didn't know all about church folks, and I didn't know all about rejection. I didn't know none of that. But I knew that it was something different with me, and I was at this church, Little Zion Baptist Church, and I raised my hand to speak, and the pastor wouldn't even let me speak. So when you was talking about disappointed or depressed, I just walked out of that church, I never forget, and it was a railroad in Third Ward. I got on that railroad, and I started walking those logs, like over there off of Anita Burkett off there. I used to walk that way to college every morning anyway to TSU on those logs. But I was walking, and I heard the Lord say, come off on this track right here. And it was on Anita Street.
Yeah.
And it was a little church called Jesus Free Will. Hmm. And I heard the Lord say, go sit in the church. Go in that church. And I went in. And I was sitting on the back row. I never forget. I had on some orange telepushes. And I just sit on the back row just to listen and be quiet. And the man of God of that church, his name was Bishop. I forgot his last name right now, but it come to me. But he said, that little lady sitting on the back row back there, and he said, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stood up, and he said, we in a revival this week. And he said, the Lord said you to bring the word Friday night.
Wow.
And I said, what? And I said, okay. Now, this was going to be my first appearance in the public to speak behind the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was waiting on the Lord. I said, Lord, give me what you want me to preach about. And he gave me that chapter that Minister Love ministered today, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the verse he gave me, it was whether, therefore whether if I was they, we preach, and so you believe.
Uh-huh.
And what God meant out of that was to all mankind,
mm-hmm.
You have to hear to believe, and if you believe, whether it came out of a woman's mouth or a man's mouth or child mouth, did you believe what you heard?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my text. And then to move on to the second part of that testimony was I was in an open-air revival in Emancipation Park, and
mm-hmm.
it was a man came up. After I had preached, I don't know what I preached that day, and the man, he got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so he confessed it. He said, you know, I'm saved. He said, but I don't believe in women preachers. And so I was able to give him back that scripture, whether I preached or he preached or she preached, did you believe? He said,
yeah.
I believe. So that was a soul say.
Uh-huh.
But going back to one more thing, and I'll be through what Minister Love ministered on, and I said I'm coming as a live testimony, a living epistle about the apostle. And this is what God gave me. It's what she just said. It was those who have seen Christ. And so now you can say, we have people have seen Christ is in the spirit. And I'm only going by me. I can't go by nobody else. This is my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him. I've seen him. Mm-hmm. And I know him. And he had his hand reached out for me at 36 years ago. And so I didn't know nothing about apostle, prophet, Ephesians 4, pastors. I don't know nothing about none of that. I just, I have grown to know all about all of that now. But when he appeared to me, I've seen him. And so I said that to say it's spiritual. It's spiritual. And I believe it's the same spiritual revelation that in Matthew chapter 28 when he appeared to those women.
Right.
And he appeared to the women first. And he said, don't touch me now.
Yes.
So it you can see him spiritually, and then it's just like in the flesh.
Okay.
Now, that's the way I believe, and I thank God for where I've been with him and the things he has taught me, and I thank God for others like you and the scriptures that my sister brought out tonight. It was really divine, and I thank God for you, Minister Love. God bless you.
Thank the Holy Ghost. Thank him. Yes, Lord, we thank the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, one thing I would say, as I was studying this scripture and reading them, the word confidence is also in your bibliography that you're speaking. Confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we call
him.
And we agree with him. And we submit to him. And we agree with what he says. We have the confidence. And this is the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to his will, not our will, but anything according to his will, he hears us because we do what he wants done in this earth realm. And that's why I a lot of the teachers come on this radio station to begin to talk about it. Because what Jesus is saying, if you can't do what I did, ain't no sense of you talking about nothing. The more we talk about the name of Jesus Christ, the more God is glorified. And sometimes I would say this to somebody, listen, when I take my arms and hug around God, I said, Lord, I just love you. I just love you so much. And I take kisses and I blow it. And something crazy. No, he sees me. He knows my heart. And the Bible says this, God knows the heart of every man. He knows. I will speak to all of us that are listening. One of the things we can continue to do is press in. Because right now, we're in a time the Bible speaks of. As she reads in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter, 15th chapter. Right now in America, we have a real, real problem. The person who's ahead of our nation has become a notified liar. He tells lies. He stirs lies.
Amen.
He does it. And people sit back and say, well, you know, he's no, he's telling a lie. L-I-E. I mean, you every one of the what the enemy has done, but I condemn it because he has some of the people out there that come and the end of his vices, he comes in and says, well, you know, if y'all just come on go with me, I believe we can do this. I believe we can make America great again. America ain't nobody. God is America great.
That's why he said, if you only, that's why that scripture is so outstanding, because to say, if they are I, whoever, it's all what you believe. And believe what you believe. And it was one more point there about believing. You see, even when the man got saved in Emancipation Park, mm-hmm. he still held on to what he was taught, because he said, I still didn't believe in women preachers. Now, you think about where he got that from. Okay, so he got it from all those, I hate to put them all in the same category, but most Baptist preachers did teach God didn't call women to preach. So where he got it from was from where he was. Okay?
Yeah.
And so until God opened up your understanding to scriptures, you hold on to what you was taught from way back years ago. But you got to ask God. When you hear a fresh rhema word, you got to seek the Lord. You know, I hear people, and I hear them well, you know. And I heard a minister of well when she was talking about Judas and all. Well, you know, it's already written in the scriptures, because Jesus, he told his disciples, he said, it's none of your business about what I'm going to do with him. So we don't know where he is. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I know it's scripture. I would have to find it, but I know that's what he said. It was like, you know, we all have misunderstood what happened to Judas. I think Judas was put in our presence and all of that to show us and convict us of all of us
mm-hmm.
that we were for Judas at one time.
Several times.
Huh?
In my lifetime. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
He was he still was God's disciple.
Mm-hmm.
He was still his disciple. He the one made a lot of us repent, because we saw ourselves just like Judas.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So it's so much to the scriptures. It's just so much. But I would tell everybody, hold on. Hold on to him. And even if we don't get the scriptures all right, hold on to him. Just
Amen.
Believe that he is who he is. Amen.
I agree. I thoroughly agree with you. Yes,
I agree.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I was saying to the Tussle, but that listen behind the scene, one of the things that is known, God put him in the position so when Jesus Christ was born in due season, he knew
uh-huh.
that he was a Judas according to the Old Testament for the fulfillment. He said that
right.
the scripture
right.
may be fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
So who are we to for years, and like I told a person once, I said, and person got mad at me over them, want to beat me crazy. I said, y'all know Hitler might be sitting up there in heaven right now.
Oh, Lord, man. Don't tell me that. Oh, I know you hear something. Now, you got to understand now. Christ went to hell 2,000 years ago. Hitler hadn't came and been born and died then yet. No, I don't believe Hitler there. No.
Let's look at the scripture, teacher. Let's go back to Esther. What we say, Paul said, I crucified the church of the living Jesus Christ. Now,
uh-huh.
what Hitler done is he hated the Jews. He hated them.
Yeah.
But God had a reason.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to say, no, I'd be wrong. But all I can tell you, I always say this, God said he come to give his life to all, before and after. And so, how am I going to if he's down there in hell, good. If he's in heaven, good. All I can say is, God, no. Now I'm kind of like, yo, no.
The one that was appointed to take Judas'
right.
place. I mean, we are the last day. We are the last day apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. If it was not so, he wouldn't have put it in his word. We are. The church is still in action. We are. We are the still living apostles, apostles, and prophets. I mean, we are as much prophet right now today as Ezekiel was or as Paul was. We are those people now.
That's true.
We are.
That's very true.
And until we understand that, and
yes,
we had nothing to do with it, God called us. He chose us.
He sure did.
You didn't know nothing about no apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, nothing when you was in that world.
No.
In
the world or in the Baptist church either.
So I just try to stay what he called me to do, and I just try to do it. That's all I can do.
Well,
and I'm trying to prove nothing to nobody. Because God said you don't have to. Just be who you are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, you know one thing? I love what Esther's son said. Because now I'm going to tell you, back in my day as a Baptist preacher, I knew something was better than what they were telling us.
Amen.
But I had to find a way to get myself broken away from what they were talking. But on the same time, they would always say, well, you know, we got to do what we say do. And I always told the preachers, you wanted your woman, that one over, I take care. I don't want no other woman. I want my woman. I mean, this is what you think. And they would just say, well, the woman ain't got no business up here, trying to bog like a rooster. Oh, man, give me a break. I know some women will beat you down to zero. You mutt, you ain't got no sense. They will beat you down to zero. You can't listen to me. Am I right about it?
That's right. Everything, if you back it up to what they were saying, it meant that they didn't have understanding of the teaching or when they said a woman be silent in the church, and they didn't even know what time and who Paul was talking to and the unlearned people. See, they had not done their homework.
No.
So they were just speaking out of taking one scripture and making a doctrine out of it. That's what they was doing. If you was talking to people in Corinth, how you going to take one scripture out of the book of Corinth and then make a whole doctrine on that woman gotta be silent? You just think about it.
Yeah, I know. But then, if you read it, if they'd have read it right, it's a question mark at the end of it. What?
Yeah.
In that same chapter, what? The word of God only, it's like Paul was asking them, it's the way God showed it to me. They came to Paul saying, women is preaching, and so Paul turned around and asked him, what? The word of God only can come from you? You saying the word of God can come from you? He asking them a question. It's a question mark at the end of that, buddy. I'm telling you.
Well,
so,
even the question mark even go right back to where you were in 1 Corinthians about, do you care? Whether a woman brought you the good news or a man brought you the good news, do you care? As long as you believe and you got saved, does it matter?
Yes, ma'am. But that got your he bothered to tell you that because he was a new creature then, and he hadn't got the foundational understanding. I bet you he laughed at himself years later, talking about I didn't believe in
and
preachers.
Then, you know, one more. What can he do with the scripture over there in Matthew, I think it's 28 chapter, where Jesus arose and he already knew the women was going to be there doing anointing and loving and waiting. And he told them, he said, you go tell your disciples. So he spoke to the woman before he did the rest.
Now let me say something, because I go back to the Genesis when God spoke to Adam to sleep. He said there was a conversation, that we don't know what happened between that woman and God. And so God knew that she's going to be put down, pushed aside, pushed over. But God knew in that day of tradition that they had in Jewish, they didn't believe in having women lifted up. They didn't want to do this. But the richest world in the world is the one that supported Paul's ministry. You go back to Jesus, you know, sister, and they were his disciples. He told you. Amen.
And you know the other good part, if you read, why would he have said, he told the woman, be not afraid. And that's why a lot of women have a whole lot of holy boldness in them, because God already knew that we was going to have to stand up against giants and people who persecute you and sell. And he told you, don't be afraid of them.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Speak what I tell you. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Too many women, they have the now revelation and they're too scared to open their mouth.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm a man. Because I'm a
wow.
Mom.
Wow. That is really powerful.
And that's why I told the Lord I'm coming out of them church buildings, because if I can't open up my mouth and be free, they say where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. I don't see no freedom in none of them churches. And I have a lot to say, and I'm going wherever I have to say it, if it's an open field, if it's on the radio, on television, I'm going to speak, thus said the Lord.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you know what I say tonight to everybody? We got the evangelist, Brenda. Are you there? Brenda. Evangelist Brenda Sips, are you there?
Beverly.
How you doing?
Just fine. I just got on. I was just catching the end of seeing where y'all were talking at, and I just heard what the sister had said, the one that said she going to tell it. You encouraged me to speak more, but you just said it. When Jesus appeared to the woman, he told the woman, told them, you go tell. He didn't say, go bring me Peter, and I go tell, you know. He didn't say, he said, you tell him.
Yes, you
tell him. If he'd have wanted it to go, if he didn't, hadn't have trusted the word with a woman, he'd have told them to go get Peter or John or some of the others.
Yeah.
But they had already did their thing and lied and cursed and, they were hiding out. They were shut up in the room.
Yes,
yeah. So I thank God you encouraged me to say he told them, you go tell him. He said, go get him and
go
tell him.
And he told you, don't be afraid, whoever you are, Sister Beverly. He wants to put a holy boldness on you like never before.
Because
God wants the women of God to know that he's with them, and don't be afraid of their faces, honey, because they can look at you and like they could chop you down when you speak the truth. But don't be afraid.
But do not be afraid. And that's one thing I thank God for.
You know, I was speaking once in a church, and I could feel the knife cut when I was saying on my legs. And you know what? My stocking just ran, split up on my legs. I said, If they could kill you, they would kill you,
but
they can't. Yeah. They can't.
But you still stood and preached.
Yeah, they just can't. Yeah, and that's why I just thank him for who he is and what he is in my life. And I've learned over these 36 years how to trust him. I know what trust is. Hey!
Hey!
He'd have brought me to too many storms to not trust him. I know who he is. Amen.
Jesus.
Well, if I can say, let's let the old folks say, well, all I can tell y'all is he did something for me too. And it's
that's right. And you got something to tell. You got something to tell.
You got something to tell.
That's why you have this radio program.
Praise God. Because
you got something to tell.
That's right. And just like Apostle, you glad you a man. I'm glad I'm a woman.
That's right.
Amen. We are the life bearers. We are the you know, we are the portals that God brings life from one side to the other. Amen.
Yes.
He couldn't use a man
for that. And when God had me to speak something sneaky, you know, I was in Huntsville, and I was a speaker, and it was on a church where they had all of men preachers on the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up there and turned around, and I knew it was God, and I looked at all of them, and I said, what make y'all think that y'all the only one have something to tell and you love Jesus?
Oh,
I said, don't you think I love him just as much as you do?
My Lord.
Don't you know I got as much to tell as you have?
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, God spoke that out of my mouth.
Wow. Yes.
Because some of them needed to hear that.
I know. Yes. I know.
They needed to think on that a while.
Think on it. You know, think on it. He ain't just been good to the men.
He is no respecter of persons.
And he ain't just been good to the women. He been good to all of us. So
amen.
We want to tell it. You should make room, and the room should be where people can come again in the churches and testify again. But they done took the church to another level. It's no more testimonies. It's all about them and the praising, the dances, and everybody's welcome, but you know, nobody want to hear nobody testimony.
That's right. When the time comes for the word, they're looking at their watches, but they can go through everything else in prayer.
But
my Lord.
I see a lot of these preachers, and you sitting around the window, but they're forgetting one thing, because Jesus, I need somebody to help me on this. Jesus only went to the synagogue one time. One time. When he fulfilled the scripture at 12, and when he was a grown man, he never did go back anymore. He stayed outside of the church, as we see it, the synagogue. But here's what he did. He was preaching. He was living on the land. He was living on the land. And well, he had a place to put his head. That's where he was. And nowadays, well, if you don't pay me to preach, then I ain't going to preach. Oh, what?
All right.
If I'm going to fly you and you want to pray, want to pay you to, stay down there wherever you are. And I will say this to you. There was a man who was 108 years old. That man, I think, a sister. Esther knew him, met him, and was there during that meeting. That man was here, and I watched some things happen like I've never seen before. Am I right, sister?
Yes. You're right. And you know what? When you said that, this is an open door for me to speak this. That man that you're talking about, and I met him. And these are the words he spoke to me. He said, what is God telling you to do? And I told him, and he said, well, do it. And see, right now, that's what God is doing me now. See, God has spoken to me about having a Kent Revival April, I think it's April the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Thank God.
He already has land prepared for me to go on in Third Ward on Anita Street. But I don't see all of the supporters or what I need, and God told me, just do it. And that's what man of God told me. And I had the five wise brides in the garden when I was pregnant with that. And Minister Love, you was in that garden, and we had the five wise brides. So when God tells me to do something, when I first get it, I get so excited because I can just see it.
Yeah.
But then doubts start coming in me, who going to help you? Who going to do this?
Yeah.
And all I can hear God say, just do it.
Yeah, we all do that.
Amen.
But then we have faith to know that he's going to provide. If he...
Yeah. It's just like a woman. If you're pregnant, you didn't ask to get it, but if you got it, you got to birth that baby. You're the one who said,
amen.
You're the one who say you do it. So the baby's out the womb. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I wanted to get this up y'all for just a minute. There's a lady that's coming on, and she's online from all the way from Georgia. And I would like for us to pray for her because she's had some, the devil's attacked her, but she's coming on. Your one, her name is Evangelist Cynthia Johnson. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go ahead and talk to you. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was enjoying Sister Love.
Amen.
Sister Love. I was really enjoying that. But you know what? I just wanted to encourage you, just like just go for it.
Amen.
And you know what? I wish it was somewhere I could be there with you.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Whatever
spirit.
God say, you know, God can do it.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
He's able to do it, and I mean, it's just up to him. But
this you said this by the Spirit. You said, Sister Love, I'm Apostle Limbrick, but I know Sister Love is going to be there with me to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, Minister Love?
No, that's Pastor Esther. That's Pastor Esther right there. I'm Sister Love. I already that was Sister Esther who's having the
But what I'm saying, Sister Love, the sister picked it up good in the spirit.
Yeah.
She thought that was you. But see, you and I are going to be in this together.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Right. My sister Love was in the other one that the minister that Dr. Hunter was talking about that spoke to me from the Zusa meeting. I was pregnant with having the five wives rise in the garden, and we did it. And we have a video on that one, and Minister Love was in that one.
Amen.
All right. So we work together. That's all I'm saying, Evangelist.
What's
your
all
name
about? Is getting the work out there to help souls come to Christ. There's no
That's
big
it.
I, no little you. We all
That's
need
it.
To come together and do this thing together. That's
Amen.
What it's all about.
Amen.
Amen.
I
That's
praise
it.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
well,
you.
I just want to thank God for each and every one of you because God is good. And I know, I mean, that's an understatement saying he's good.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
Yes, he is.
What a mighty God we serve. I would like to talk to you a little bit concerning your decision. We got a choice to make. We can make our own decision. God has given us that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, just like he was talking about doing the thing, you got a choice to do it or don't do it. One thing about it. Because who we are, whose we are,
Amen.
We're going to do the right thing. We're going to make
yes.
the right choice. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th and the 20th verse, he said, I call heaven and earth. To record this day against you that I have set before you life and death.
My God.
Listen, first, therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed, you and your descendants, may live.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what the word of God is telling us tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says
yeah.
that thou may obey his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that thou mayest cleave
unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days.
Yes.
That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them.
Hallelujah.
So we got to choose life. It's up to us. A lot of us leave this world. A lot of people are leaving this world before their time because of the choice that they have made.
My Lord.
And you know what? Some people say it just was their time. If God wasn't ready, but God gave us a choice.
Amen.
Life. A lot of times the doctors give up on us. And you know what? If we give in to that, and we're choosing death.
My Lord.
He said it's impossible to please him without faith. We got to have faith. We got to trust in God. And he has given us this choice. And I want to let you know tonight that if you spend time meditating on these things and then acting on what you learn, you will be able to receive anything you need
from
God. Anything.
It's
no limit. God has not given us the limit. I heard somebody say the sky is the limit. The heavens is the limit. You can't go past. In Deuteronomy, it gives us, God gives his people a choice.
Okay.
He said, therefore, choose life.
Okay.
You know what? And you are subject, so you can choose life or either death. And that's why he gave us the choice. God has given us a divine privilege.
Yes.
Responsibility to make that choice, you know. And you don't have to do it if you don't want to now.
My Lord.
All right.
One thing about it. If you want something from God, you're going to have to do what's right. You can't just expect God to pour out blessings that he would pour out to his people, to a sinner. But you know what? He loves sinners.
Yes.
You know what? He said, I rain on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
All right? Now, he's going to bless them. But you know what? You will bless, you will give your turn before you would give to somebody else's child. If your child is in desperate need, you're not going to neglect your child and give to somebody else's child.
All right.
That's right.
And that's the way it is. God is not going to neglect us. He has given us that choice to choose life. Many Christians falls into the trap. In this area, they be wondering why. They be wondering, why doesn't God heal him? Why doesn't he prosper me? Why doesn't he do this? And why doesn't he? You know what? God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Are you?
He changes not.
Hallelujah.
To that trap, they be asking God, why you don't do this? Why don't you know what? When we see a lot of times they have their eyes on somebody else, looking at somebody driving a bad, nice car, living in a big old nice home, and then you know what? Sometimes God taking you through a little step. You might not can handle it right now.
Amen.
Sometimes we can't handle just what somebody else can handle. And a lot of times, somebody could be planting seeds that we're not planting.
Amen.
No, you got to be able, you can't be looking at somebody else. You don't know their story.
No, don't.
You don't know what it took for them to get what they got.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's right. We can't be looking at other people and talking about why he's not prospering me. Why I'm not healed yet. You know.
Uh-huh. That's so
And it's important that we realize that God has sent Jesus to the cross.
Yes.
Raised him from the dead, and he has broken the power of sin.
Hallelujah.
Right.
He has broken the power of sickness. He has broken the power of demons and fear.
Thank you, Jesus. When
he went to the cross, it is already done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's already done.
Hallelujah.
He has given us a name. His name. The name above all names.
All names, yes.
Where the Bible says that every knee got to bow to him.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue got to confess that he is Lord.
Thank
he has sent us his name. Hallelujah. He has given us his word. He is holy. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us what we need, saints.
Yes, Lord.
He has finished work. God has done all he is going to do.
Do, yeah.
He already done what he's going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a holy God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Master.
He is beyond reproach. The devil can't tempt him. He can't tempt God. When he tried Jesus, Jesus said, "Get thee behind me. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And you know what? He got that same authority.
All right.
He has given that to us.
Once
God has made a decision to declare a thing, he is not changing. It is going to be like that forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not, it's going to be like that forever.
Forever.
You can go through our emotional changes, kicking up heels, crying, hollering.
Yeah.
And doing all that, tears don't move God.
Oh, my Lord.
Our emotion don't move God.
Amen.
The only thing that moves God is faith.
Faith.
That's it.
He said it is impossible to please him without faith.
Yes.
We got to let God know, Lord, I trust you. I know I'm going through a dark time, but I trust you.
I trust you.
And I will bless you. Like David said, at all times, even while I'm going through, I'm going to praise you, God. So we letting God know that, Lord, I love you. I trust you, God. He has given us a choice.
No.
Life or death. Blessings or curse.
I believe you.
We can choose God. And living that abundant life if we choose God.
Come on.
Or we can choose the world's way and live in lack.
Yeah.
A lot of people is living in lack is not because they are, that's the will of the Lord, because it's not God's will.
Right.
They got, you know, a lot of, like right now, a lot of people is getting their income tax. And you know what? Before they will give a dime to the ministry to help souls come to Christ, they already thought about everything else, what they going to do with that money. That money is gone before they even get it.
See that?
You know what?
Ooh,
you know what? They when they see somebody else being blessed, then they want to know. You know, get jealous of you because the Lord blessing you. But you know what? I wouldn't let nobody make me feel bad because I'm being blessed. You know what? I pray and I ask God. I say, Lord, give me favor with man and you. You can pray. You can pray the prayer you want, God. You talking to God.
There you go.
Mighty man.
You
talking to him. And you can tell him what you want.
Oh,
he gave us that authority.
And the seed is already in the ground.
That's right. That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah,
thank He'll give
Lord.
Us that abundant life. Or
yes,
you can
yes.
choose worldly and get have lack.
Yes,
God
yes.
could force his will on us, but you know what? He chose
mm-hmm.
not to do that.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
okay.
He said, I put before you life and death.
Okay.
Choose life.
Choose
God life. Created man in his class.
Yes.
That's right. He blew his own breath into man.
Yes,
my God.
He made a man with his own ability to think for himself.
Yeah.
All right.
God got his own mind, and he gave us our own mind.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. And the world will have us to think, you know, the religious people, they want us to think that God is such a big old supreme, like he's a big bad person, you know.
Uh-huh.
He can do anything he want to, but he's not no big old bad mean evil person.
Right.
And
Amen.
He can take life if he want to.
Amen.
Yeah.
He can take it away, like Job said, "The Lord thy God give it, the Lord thy God
Lord
take
thy
it away."
Take
but you
it.
Know what? A lot of time he leave before our time. We don't have to
yeah.
leave that.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He created us in his own class. He made man with his own ability to think for himself and to choose his own destiny.
Mm. Yes,
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
And,
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If it were left up to Satan, we wouldn't even have no choice. You know, like he used some religious people. I put it like that because I thought about Jim Jones and I saw the
mm-hmm.
movie
mm-hmm.
about the story about Guyana, and that was a religious cult thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had
yeah.
those people under their control, and see, Satan was acting through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
To the devil, we won't have a choice. See, those people had to do like they do. That's why I say, if our church ever begin to act like a cult, I'm out of there.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I refuse to be controlled. I
Amen.
Know the Bible.
Me too.
I know what the Word of God say. Obey them that have the rule over you, but that don't mean that nobody got your mind.
No.
Right.
No.
The Bible says, let a man purpose in his own heart what he's
right.
going to do. Sometimes they tell you what they want. You know, say, Lord, lay on my heart that you give. I mean, to ask y'all for so-and-so. When God told me in his word, I read that scripture for myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, let a man purpose in his own heart what he's going to give. He said, don't feel like you're pressured to give.
No.
He
no.
said,
oh.
don't give it grudgefully. He said, he love a cheerful giver.
That's
that
right.
was
yeah.
that
yeah. Give, free to receive. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They quote the
yes,
end part, but they don't tell you the other part.
No, they
right.
don't.
That's why you got to get the word for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am.
You got to get it for yourself. How you going to make the right choices if you just listening to somebody else?
My Lord.
You got to get the word for yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless the name of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Haya basando la bashe.
No, bobo.
Iko dona bashanda. Oh, God. The devil
oh,
wants
God.
To take away your choice.
Thank you,
yeah.
Lord.
But you got the power to allow him to, or you can
yes.
stop him.
Yes.
You Thank got you, that Lord. Authority.
Amen.
He can't have my family. He
yeah.
can't
oh,
have man. My finance. He
yeah.
can't have my breakthrough.
There
you
he
go.
Can't have what belongs to me. What God
I
got for me
right.
is for me.
It's for
yeah.
me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can sit back and let him take it, but I refuse to. I want all that God has for me.
For me, yes.
Yes, sir. Oh, God. He will run over you and beat you down if you let him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Spiritually, mentally, physically.
Yeah.
The devil hated because we accepted Christ. We belong to him. He don't like God. So what do you think he gonna like us too? Once you gave your life to Christ, you are in his image. The devil don't like you. He coming after you. Just because you gave your life to Christ, that don't mean everything gonna be peaches and cream. We gonna go through some stuff in this life. He said, "Man born of a woman is here for a few days, and those few days is full of trouble."
Full of trouble.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the name.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna make a little statement here, and you know what? It might sound like it's harsh, but I wanna let you know God will let you die.
My Lord.
He will let you die.
Yes.
But that's because of your choice.
My Lord.
See, he can stop everybody from dying. People have gotten shot and did not die.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shot in the head, shot in the chest, right at the heart, hit main arteries, but they still living.
Yeah.
It's up to him.
It's
he can let
him.
You die. And I know that seems a little hard, but it's true.
My
it's
Lord.
True.
And not only that, God will let you go to hell if you choose to go to hell. That's up to you. He gave us the choice. A lot of people, they won't even accept Christ. If you're preaching the word, they get in the word, but they would ignore it.
Every day.
But you know what? You can't say, "I'm going to wait till I get old." A lot of people ain't making it to get old. There's so many young people dying. Only today I saw on the news where two people, they got in an argument. They had a shootout. Both of them dead. One died right then. Another one was taken to the hospital, but he died later.
My God.
They gone. They made a choice.
Yeah.
One could have walked away. One could have said, "Okay, man. All right, then I'll let you go with that. I give up." You know,
right.
Your life is at stake. Your soul is at stake.
Your choice.
You got a choice.
Amen.
We got a choice to make.
You got a choice.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good message.
We got a choice.
Yes. Got
Hallelujah.
A choice.
God will let you make that choice.
Yes,
all right.
Jesus said, "Whom the Son set free is free indeed." You free. You don't have to let the devil control you.
Yeah.
And you know what? People might think I be acting funny and stuff sometimes, but I got this choice I got to make.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't just sit back and listen to all kind of things. I see things with my natural eyes, I see things with my spiritual eyes, and I'm not going to let, you know, one time I talked to my pastor had me in the office, and I told him, I said, "Pastor," one time he used to take me in the office when I first got saved, I used to come out crying, y'all, because he was teaching me. My pastor was teaching me, and it hurt, but he was telling me right. He wasn't petting me. He wanted me to get it.
All right.
Got it.
Okay.
Now I can go in his office and come out smiling.
Okay.
See, it's a part of your growth, you know.
Yeah.
I could have chosen to rebel against what he was teaching me, or... accept it, even though it hurt me because I didn't understand right then. One time this young man was teasing me about my shoes, and I was already, had a low self-esteem, a waterhead person, cry for everything. And we were fitting to go on TV. We were doing a telethon and fitting to go on TV. I was quiet to sing next. And I'm sitting there crying. And this lady, my prayer partner, she always noticed me. And she said, "What's wrong?" And I didn't want to talk about it because I was hurt. Well, I thought my shoes was pretty. Somebody gave me them shoes, and I liked them. But just because I like them, that don't mean somebody else like them. But you know what? The young man was interested in me, and he came to the church, but I wasn't interested in him. So after he see where I wasn't interested in him, he figured he would do retaliate-like type thing, you know.
But
it hurt me in the process, but we... That young lady took me in the bathroom, and we went and we prayed, and I was able to go back on the stage and we sung. But that night I told my pastor about what had happened, and he told me, I thought he would bring us together and talk to the young man, but, you know, he didn't have it that way. And at this time I didn't understand why he was dealing like this. But it was for my good.
All right.
The song, right. You would understand it better by and by, but it was for my good. And I'm almost finished, y'all. But I can't finish this tonight, but I'll finish it next time. But I'm going to tell you this. This testimony is my pastor, when I told him what had happened, he told me, "You can't walk around with your feelings in your hand and let people know it." He
all
said
right.
They will always
all
walk
right.
by
all
and
right.
knock it out.
Yeah.
All right.
And
all
I,
right.
you know, I didn't get that right then. I figured he didn't handle this right. But down through the years, I caught on. All you know,
right.
some people are a little slower than others, okay?
Right.
But honey, let me tell you, I got it now. That man was telling me that I can't walk around here and be weak like that, and somebody know that I'm weak like that in that area, they're going to always hurt me in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
going to
always do it.
Yeah.
But you know
right.
what? The Bible said, "Let the weak say I'm strong."
Hallelujah.
All right.
Honey, I don't cry for any little thing. Now when I go in his office, I come out smiling. One day I told my pastor, I said, "Pastor, just because I don't say nothing, that don't mean I don't know nothing."
Yeah.
When I begin to pour out to him what I know, he knew without a shadow of a doubt, oh, yeah, she knows something.
Amen.
He knew.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because it was there. But I don't blab my mouth a lot of time. I sit back, I observe things. You got to discern things.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah all the time. You got to be quiet sometimes.
Right.
But because the Lord has given us a choice.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to sing this song, a little bit of this song, and I'm getting off the air.
All right.
To serve notice to the devil that God has given me authority. I have the choice to give it up to him or refuse him when he talked to me.
All right.
All right.
The strong man in this house with my spiritual eyes I can see. Oh, what the strong man is doing to our whole family.
Mm.
He's got a grip on the people, and they're spiritually blind. I come to serve you notice, strong man. because you're wasting your time.
All right.
All right.
Man.
Wrong.
Thank you, Jesus.
This house,
yes,
with my spiritual ears, I know I can hear every time the strong man shows up. It seems like love just disappears. Mm. He's got a grip on you, grandson, and he's holding on to somebody's daughter, too. I come to tell you, strong man, you gotta leave here. Because when the saints begin to pray, when the pastor begin to pray, when the people of God begin to pray, then all of their families have got to come through.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
You gotta go.
Yes, yes.
Out of our body, devil.
You got to go.
You got to go, yeah.
You got to go.
You got to go.
And out of this house, devil. You got to go.
Out of this house.
Take your hands off my children.
Hey.
You got to go.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And strong man. Strong man.
Strong man.
You got to leave here, because when the saints begin to pray,
my
he
Lord.
Said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When the saints begin to pray, everyone has got to come through.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. My sister, have you recorded that?
No, ma'am.
Well, you should.
And
you can. And he would be with you. He would support you to do it. It's an anointing on his song. It's an anointing on it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God
oh,
is
the devil. I tell you, we got to let him know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He can't take no. He ain't got no ground there. You know the devil ain't no perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think he got all powers, but you know he don't.
Yeah,
know
we got to tell him where he belongs. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing on that song. You know, you
record that song,
and let him know.
Put my God, amen.
Apostle, did you record that song? That song needs to go up on Facebook.
Well, I don't
want to record it.
Let me tell you, when we get up on Facebook, all you got to go is to Facebook, go to my site, and look for the radio station, and Poppy will start talking to you the whole time. All you got to do is move on down the road, she came in there, and you can hear it. You can hear the whole program.
Oh, okay.
And so, it's also Wednesday, we're going to go to a teacher, Reverend A. Royal Prince's Love is going to be on at 2 o'clock Wednesday from 2 to 3. She's going to have a subject, Can We Talk? And also on Friday, it's going to be Evangelist Beverly Sip. She's going to be on at 2 o'clock Friday, and she's going to have a subject, Can We Talk? Now, y'all, their subject is what they want to talk about. But the statement is, can we talk? So
yeah,
I want everybody to come. But I want to tell y'all, don't know y'all, just, I have been through, but y'all have just lifted me up. And I thank God for that song. And I just said, wow.
I thank God for y'all. I love y'all. And
God bless
y'all. I'm going to say good night, but I love everybody. Y'all,
God
pray
bless
for me.
You.
Thank
you.
You go too. And I won't tell them no. As I always say, I love you, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do.
Amen.
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 Y'all be blessed.